You weren't ready this time.
Hell no.
What's up?
Shit. God damn, man. It's been a hell of a week.
It's only Wednesday.
Definitely only Wednesday. And I'm already just like, you know what? Fuck it.
I kind of feel that way too. Like, I didn't sleep. I feel like I didn't sleep most of the week away.
Bruh, I'm telling you.
Bruh, let me tell you.
Please.
So you have to be on Wednesdays. I gotta be awake at 9.
Uh huh.
I think, I don't know if you woke me up. Or I woke up and I talked to you as soon as I woke up.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, "What time is it?" My phone was dead.
The crazy thing is, I saw you sleeping, and I was like, "Well, maybe she ain't gotta go."
No, I had to go.
I was just like, "Well," because one thing about me, I do not like disturbing people's sleep.
Yeah,
like I really do not like that. Like if I call somebody and you sleep. I'm like, no.
I'm hanging up. Back, yeah.
Call me back.
Yeah.
And I'm up now. No, that's not your up voice. That is your sleep voice. That is not your up voice. I know what you sound like when you up. And this ain't it.
Facts. You be trying.
Go,
like, I'm up
go
now.
Back to where you just came from.
That's where you just came from. But, okay. So I woke up. I was like, what time is it? And he was like, almost 10 o'clock.
Yep.
I was like, fuck. I'm supposed to be working at 9.
Yeah. Literally, I was like, oh, okay. She probably just chilling.
And today was like a mandatory meeting. Like, it was like training for like getting baby daddies to sign birth certificates.
Goddamn, the fact that they got to do training.
But we do this every year, so it's not like I forgot how to do it.
But what if today they had like a brand new system that they using?
They didn't. If they did, not oh, well.
You can bring the peace.
Girl, so I get out of here by like, I don't know, I make this work by 10:30 though.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk in, a lady was like, well, you know you're not gonna get credit for this class, right?
Fuck it.
And I was like, all right,
peace,
bye.
I don't blame you. I would have left too.
Well, back out. Like,
so you gotta take it later.
Apparently.
Well, make sure you go there by 9.
It was like, sorry. Girl, I'm not gonna be there next year. I don't even fill out the goddamn paperwork anyway. Like, it's a formality that we do it.
Don't snitch on yourself, man.
No, it's a formality that we do it. Like, do the class.
I just want to know why they got to have goddamn training for a nigga to sign his baby birth certificate.
Okay, it's called an AOP, and it's Acknowledgement of Paternity. So if you're unmarried in the state of Texas, for him to be on a birth certificate, he has to sign that. And what that paper says is like,
this is my baby.
Without a shadow of a doubt, I don't need to be tested. I don't need nothing else. This is my baby. I accept full responsibility.
That's even if you find out later it's not your baby because you signed it.
Yeah, because you signed it.
Are responsible.
You're still responsible.
Damn.
And if you're married,
your husband automatically
is an automatic father. Unless you go get the paperwork signed saying that he's not the biological father. Or, yeah, he's not the biological father. He's a presumed father, and they had to all sign some shit or whatever. Or if you could separate and get with somebody else. Like, it's a lot.
That's real. That's a lot. Yeah,
it's
a lot. That's
and
very
know,
messy.
You know who don't have no issues?
White people.
Maybe.
White people.
Married people.
The whites.
The whites. The whites. The six elves. Married people is what I was going to say. Have no problem.
Same thing.
I mean, we're the lie. But it's like, white men are the ones happy to be getting married. And
girl.
Skipping down the aisle.
Girl, and they would be the only ones unhappy to get divorced. So they're going to kill everybody.
Shit.
Okay, sorry.
We have a third voice here if y'all haven't heard.
We just introduced her.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
When?
Oh, was it for? Oh.
Yeah, for the live.
Sorry.
No, Raquel, say hi.
Hi.
She's in the studio with us today.
In the studio.
In the room. All right. Oh, could you even sing my song?
No.
I've had this laid out the whole time.
Damn. Did I guess it when I said in the studio?
No. Oh. But I just looked at it. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, okay.
Okay, who's going to do this song first?
I know.
Okay.
No other girl is quite like you, and none have my back like you do. Girl, you're one of a kind, and you blow my mind, and I'm so glad to say you're mine. Girl, you're the one that changed me from a boy into a man.
It was Mario?
Kinda? No, it's not him. But
Marcus Houston.
In the right genre. You're in the right millennium tour.
The first millennium tour and the second one.
What we went to. gonna be it.
Lloyd.
The one that everybody who got cut from the New Millennium Tour.
Oh, B2K.
Yes. What's the song?
Why I Always Love You or whatever.
Yes!
Oh, for real?
You just guessed, didn't you?
Yeah!
You got it!
Maybe that's the reason why I love you. You're my heart, girl. And with all the crazy things that I do. Hey, come on, y'all.
You stay here,
boy.
Baby, that's the reason why I love
you. That's the reason why.
I think you're just making up stuff now. You're just making up stuff now.
Remix!
15 years later? Okay.
I wonder if you could do that. Like, what if B2K dropped a remix?
Well, they already had a remix album.
Oh, yeah, they did.
What if they do a remixed?
Yeah, remix.
15, 20 years later. I mean,
it may not be a bad idea.
They had a whole tour, so.
But honestly.
I might give it a listen or two.
Oh, I would listen for sure.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Hey, shawty, what it do? What's happening? Peep the way you move. I can tell you make it happen.
Oh.
I see you walking around like your feet don't hurt. Shawty just cold like the heat don't work.
Oh.
She independent. You be balling on a budget. She riding in the flies. All the real niggas love it.
Huh.
Money making mission.
Y'all know it.
She just steady chasing ducats. Shawty, she ain't playing. She just balling Denver Nugget.
Bro, I don't know. I thought I heard it from the beginning, but I don't know.
Tell me where you wanna go. Huh? Tell me what you wanna do.
Who is that?
Baby, just be comfortable. Comfortable by K-Camp.
Oh. I mean, I get it now.
I just got what you did.
I definitely did. Okay, that was a good one.
Stomped?
Definitely.
Hey!
Definitely did.
This week, Cam's 1-0. First of all, what you about to say? You ain't no K-Cam fan?
No.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I'm gonna say it helps you out a lot.
How?
How? I told you what tour it was in. You said Mario. You said, who else?
First or second?
Lloyd.
Yeah.
Oh.
You said
Marcus Houston?
Yes, you said all of them.
I'm looking for the problem.
I helped you out.
I'm looking for the problem.
I don't even know what number I'm counting on.
What number you on?
Usually when you do a song and you like start singing it, I'll get it. I didn't get that at all.
Yeah, man. I'm just playing.
Ain't this friend.
Shit, your Daria head ass.
La la. Ain't this friend.
Ain't it a blessing? You are listening to another episode of You need help. Get her some milk.
I'm trying to do it in a Daria voice, but
Podcast. This is Tam.
This is B.
Are you ready to go ahead and get started, bro?
I guess.
Let's get it.
All right.
All right, you ready to go ahead and get started in this week with the shits?
Let's go.
Okay, let's start off with, let's do 100 rounds.
Okay.
Terry Crews.
Go away, ass boy.
Chewed up Tootsie Roll.
I will never forget that. Oh my God. Old Spice.
White Chicks.
Everybody Hates Chris.
Okay.
All right, so this week.
This hurts my heart.
Honestly and truthfully.
Like, this whole thing hurts my heart.
It really bothered me as well. So, this week, Terry Crews, I don't remember what show he was on. Do you remember?
America's Got Talent or something like that.
No, what show was he doing the interview on this week?
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't even know.
So, Terry Crews did an interview this week where they brought up the whole allegations that Gabrielle Union had against NBC's America's Got Talent. Uh-huh. And we all know Gabrielle Union, she recently left after she was saying that it had a toxic culture. Mm-hmm. So I think what originally, what one thing I heard was that like somebody had made like an Asian joke that she found offensive. Uh-huh. And then Gabrielle Union went to like the higher ups and told them, like, they always tell you, report to your HR.
Yeah. Who believe that?
You report to your HR and then you get fired.
Okay. Because you, shaking a boat?
Yep.
Whatever. Shaking a table. Ruffing
some feathers.
Yeah.
Oh, she's shaking the table. So Gabrielle Union, shortly after she left, and then I know there were some issues also with like her hair.
I think it was her hair. Simon was smoking, and then it was one little boy. He was a little black kid that was rapping, and she really liked him. And he was like, "Well, we need someone who America will stand by and love." And it was like little shit like that that I think she was saying.
How long do you guys expect for somebody to put up with that?
Girl, they expect somebody who needs a job to put up with it.
That part.
Wow.
So during Terry Crews' interview this week, they asked him, you know, about everything that had happened. And he said, first of all, I can't speak for sexism because I'm not a woman. But I can speak on behalf of any racism. That was never my experience on America's Got Talent. In fact, it was the most diverse place I have ever been in my 20 years of entertainment.
Oh, really?
Just stupid ass.
Diverse place.
Right. So, of course, everybody is like, hold on.
What are you doing,
okay,
bro?
Hold on.
Bro, what is you doing? What, Nicki Minaj?
Hold on.
First of all, Terry Crews, okay? You would think, as a man that came out against being sexually assaulted by a man,
yes,
that you would have a little bit more couth behind your words.
A little more carefulness.
Something.
I don't think that's a word, but
I'm like, yet again, we have a black man who expected... It wasn't niggas who stood up behind you, Terry Crews.
It was black women.
Yeah,
who took your cause and were like, oh, yes, stand behind this black man.
Yes.
It was these black women that was.
And now, the one opportunity you had to stand up for a black woman, you chose...
To shit on her.
Bruh. They were like, Terry Crews threw Gabrielle Union under the bus. Now, let me tell y'all what that nigga did, okay? That nigga threw her under the bus, told the bus to reverse... Go over her one more time, and then he threw her off the bridge.
Facts. He did a lot. Like, bro, what are you doing?
When I saw that, I was like, has Terry Crews lost his rabbit-ass mind?
Girl, and the whole time I kept thinking, I was like, this is why black women feel the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because their black men go and do some shit like this.
Yes. And then, whenever it's a benefit to black men, black women, without even questioning, we immediately stand up. We rallying behind you. Sometimes we rallying behind y'all. We don't even know whether or not you're right yet.
Facts. Because there's been a couple niggas we done rally behind. Like, ooh, am I?
Look at the inmate.
Yep. Hell yeah.
What's the name?
Don't even matter.
Look, we rallying behind y'all.
Yeah.
And immediately like, hold on, okay. If anybody gonna disrespect our kings, it's us.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we ain't finna have no white director going around here grabbing their dicks.
Okay.
I grab your dicks.
Okay.
No.
Not a white oldie pie.
No.
Fuck that.
Please. Here goes Terry Crews.
Yeah.
With your big, just goofy, stupid ass.
Go away.
He could have just said,
white chicks, fuck him up.
Girl.
I don't even know.
That said Terry Crews. It's a thing.
That's who's talking for him now. It's that nigga that's talking
somebody
for him.
Somebody come get this jigaboo.
You're black.
Okay.
Girl, I just...
the deceit.
I just really hate that... I mean, he could have said, you know, we're just waiting for the investigation, or, you know, we can't talk about that right now. We're still... He could have simply said,
I cannot speak on that. Yeah. That was Gabrielle's experience.
You know I can't talk on that, but he could have said anything, and he didn't have to pick a side of what he chose to say.
He really didn't. You just could have chose not to say anything. And now you said something that was so damaging that has all of us like, you know what?
Fuck you. I hope all of them touch a dick next time.
Okay.
Right, ain't she?
No, she doesn't. She's very fair. I think she's a black woman, but she's very fair. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She just looked white. But what he said after really just fucked me up.
Bruh, I'm telling you. So, okay. Before.
Oh, yeah, because Gabby was like.
Gabrielle responded and said, can someone please ask about what happens to all the diversity folks are talking about behind the scenes? Like, legit. Mm-hmm. Where the hell is all that diversity in the production, though, homie? In the decision-making ranks, who control the fate of the diversity in front of the camera? She also said, why anyone would gleefully get up on TV and tell lies that no one disputed? Mm-hmm. But we already know.
Is he still on the show?
I don't know.
And the whole thing is like, okay, it may be diversity in the camera crew and the showrunners and stuff, but these people.
But who do we see?
What I'm saying is these people have no say so in what we see or what we don't see
at all.
They don't have no hiring or firing power. They're not, I won't say help, but that's what their job. That's what their job is.
Yeah.
And so, like, you first off, you knew what she was talking about.
Yep.
When she's talking about diversity and inclusion, you know what the fuck she was talking about. Yeah, nigga,
you know what the fuck she was talking about.
Whew. Niggas kill me.
And so, like you said, Terry Crews, rather than getting on the internet and being like, you know what, y'all, I misspoke.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anyone else should know
what
it feels like to come out against something that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
niggas love to double down. Mm. Terry Crews hopped his big stupid ass on the internet and said, there is only one woman on earth I have to please. Her name is Rebecca. Mm. Not my mother, my sister, my daughters, or co-workers. Mm. I will let their husbands slash boyfriends slash partners take care of them. Mm. Rebecca gives me wings.
That says a lot about him, though, to put your mama, your daughters, like, all that.
Everybody else. Nigga, fuck your wings.
First of all, the fact that you said the only woman, so you don't give a damn about nobody else. You don't care about what anybody else has going on. And so this tweet to me says that everybody but your wife is fuck open you. Game.
Uh-huh. I draw real big. I'll let their partners, their boyfriends, their significant others defend them. You nigga, you know there's somebody who don't got none of that?
Nigga.
You know there's somebody who don't have none of that at all?
Where was Rebecca whenever you was going through what you was going through?
Getting your dick grabbed. Didn't she tell you not to say nothing?
Girl.
She told you not to speak. Yeah. And you didn't. Look, them wings was clipped real fast. You came out and brought your big goofy ass and told everybody got touched.
Okay. She Rebecca told you to get your big ass on that horse and get on that damn Old Spice commercial. That's what she told you. Okay, you're not gonna ruin her checks that she been getting.
Facts. She don't care. She would probably ask being there if the nigga grabbed the dick next time.
Girl.
Like, but I'm just like, it's our responsibility to care for us.
Hello. Clearly.
And to hear a black man say that, it's not my responsibility. It's their boyfriend, their husband's responsibility.
Yeah, and there's more black men that think like that.
But your wife told your stupid ass not to even say nothing. So whose responsibility is it to back you then?
Yeah, you and your wife, whenever you decided to hop on the Me Too movement and say Me Too applies to men also, where was all this camaraderie then?
Wow, that just is really hurtful. Like that really did hurt me. Because I'm just like, who the fuck speaks for us and stands with us besides us?
Girl, and then you wonder why whenever black women decide to speak up, nobody listens. Nope, it all falls on deaf ears. Yep. Our own fucking men don't want to hear us.
Hell no. Or protect us. You know what I realized? One of my love languages is feeling safe. I realized feeling safe is, I have to feel safe with you. And
I feel you on that.
That statement just.
There's nothing safe about that.
There's nothing safe about that. It's nothing that wants, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of division between black men and black women anyway, but that right there don't make me want to get close to no nigga who thinks like that.
Girl.
Because we're responsible for us, point blank, period. If you see something, somebody, you just finna say, oh, that's they man's, that's a hood.
Let them handle it.
Like, no, my nigga. Like, how are we supposed to get somewhere if we don't look out for each other?
That's what people fail to realize. Like, we're stronger as a collective.
Together. You know how fucking strong, like, black people are some of the most fucking creative, most fucking original people ever.
But I don't think black people take enough credit for that for themselves.
They don't, but just like, that.
There would be none of this shit without black people.
That's a fact.
Zero.
Right. But I just want black people to just realize the greatness they possess and like stand in that shit. Because if we, you know what I'm saying, started working together for our full potential, like we'd be fucking unstoppable. Like,
but the more Terry Crews we have, that shit ain't gonna it's not gonna happen.
That's a fact. Because what Terry Crews fails to realize is that whenever he had his situation going on, mm-hmm. black men literally laughed at you.
And called you a bitch.
And called you everything except a child of God. Mm-hmm. For sitting there and letting a man grab your
dick. I wouldn't let no white man grab my dick.
I would've killed that motherfucker.
I ain't with that gay shit. You know niggas
love? Why y'all talking about old black men?
That's how these black men sound, shit.
Okay.
That's how these new
These young niggas be activating their papa on them.
Okay, let's do a new Dallas nigga. How new Dallas nigga say?
Hey, man, I wish the fuck I would let that nigga go over there and grab my motherfucking dick like that.
Oh, God.
On my mama, I would have killed that nigga.
No cap.
On my Remy, I would have killed that nigga.
No facts. Oh, God.
On God.
No cap.
These niggas put everything on their mama. Does your mama know that you put everything on her? What did your mama do to you?
You okay. Ready, sick. Your mama ain't cleared a cough in 6 months. Your mama been happy for 6 months. And she don't know why, because you put everything on your mama.
Hey, your mama over there, my heart hurts.
My heart is skipping a beat every day.
Son, did somebody step on a crack?
Okay. My back. Some
crack breaking my back.
My back. Your mama ain't stood up straight in 12 months.
Because you out here telling everybody.
Oh, lying on your mama.
Leave your innocent mama alone.
When I start saying this on you.
On your daddy.
On your life. Yeah. That's how I say, on your life. Think I'm playing on your life.
Bro, but nigga tell me, man, 10, I put that on you. Hey.
Hey, I believe you. I believe you. I got a choice. I believe you. You good?
I be like, nah, fam. Bro, whenever I hear niggas say, like, oh, my kids, I be like, leave the babies alone.
What did they do?
The babies ain't did nothing to be born.
The innocence.
Whew. Oh, but back to Terry Crews.
Go away, F-boys. Just
throw the whole nigga away.
You know we ain't gonna have no good niggas left.
Just throw the whole nigga away.
I'm just like, all right.
Well, I'm like, we dealing with niggas who either A, don't want to stand up for you. Mm-hmm. B, don't believe in sexual assault.
They don't believe you. Yeah.
They believe if you got something on, a certain outfit, you deserve it. You asked for that
you
shit.
You over here dressed like a slut.
Yeah. What you expect? They gonna treat you like a hoe. Right.
Girl, it's only niggas who think like that.
It's disgusting.
It's unfathomable.
Like, I have literally told a man before, like, I don't care. We just want to skip over that. I have literally told a man before, like, I don't care if I come to your house and I get in your bed butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
That does not equal yes. That does not equal have sex with me. That does not equal consent.
Hell nah.
That does not. Now, if you come over and you kind of, and I don't stop you, then all right. Then
careful.
Yeah, you're right. let me backtrack.
And the thing is, you can withdraw consent at any time, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I can be enjoying it and be like,
you know what? Stop.
I ain't feeling this. And when I say stop, nigga, you best stop.
Yeah, we ain't talking about no players club stop. I just came here to dance.
That's it.
We ain't talking about that kind of stuff.
What Junior said, I wanted a private dance. You can get a private dance out there. You can get you a private dance out there when I get dressed. I'll be out there in a little bit. All right,
I hate it here. Okay. So best of luck to Terry Crews, Rebecca.
Get your husband.
Please.
Can you come get him. Come get him. Terry, call your wife.
Please. Call your mama.
Girl.
All right, so let's go ahead and go over to our next topic.
To be your mama. If I'm Terry Crews, my mama would just like,
what the fuck?
What did I do wrong?
I'd be like, out of all things for this big nigga to go on TV and say.
It's the goddamn crack. That's what it was.
You know what? I did drink the whole 12. No, 12 months.
Yeah, I 12 months of my pregnancy. That's why I last biggest it is now. all 12 months of my pregnancy. Hell yeah. Probably. Ooh. All
right. Let's go hang on to our next topic. Okay. Let's do 100 rounds. Okay. Nicki Minaj.
I believe this. 25 hada, hada. Life.
Hada, 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 hada.
Beach, beach, let's
I was on the plane with Dwayne. It's Barbie, bitch.
If they say that, man, take you to that party, yeah, yeah. That bitch that corner,
in the car to the park, I'm gonna pee, like, I'm not on my leg. Leg.
I wanna be that car, I'm not on my leg.
Sounds like Nicki to me.
Hey, go.
All right. So, okay. As we all know, this was Grammys weekend in LA.
Okay.
And it looks like Nicki Minaj and her ex boo had a little run in.
Hey, ooh. New nigga.
Me? So, that's
yeah.
Hard.
Me.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Nicki Minaj and her husband were in some little shop.
Mm-hmm.
Meek and his homeboys are in there.
Mm.
And so, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Meek released this little diss record not too long ago, which I'm going to play it for y'all.
Oh.
We just got to talk over it, so YouTube don't take us down.
Fix.
God damn it, it left. Hold on.
I ain't heard nothing about this at all.
Oh, okay. You didn't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, girl. Hold on, this is about to get juicy. Oh, hold on. This is something else.
Okay.
Wait for it to come on. Okay. Oh, here it comes on. Girl, do you hear this? Bruh, do you hear this shit? Okay, we ain't gonna play the whole thing.
He really talking about her.
That's what everybody assumed. Because, okay, first of all, nigga, is Nicki Minaj not your most recent ex that we all know about?
I thought he was with somebody else. Nah, he's with somebody else.
Who? The girl he with now that he got pregnant?
Nah, I feel like it was somebody else.
That don't mean he not by her.
I'm telling you. And then you talking about now you this nigga fiance?
Balenciaga with the bootcut jeans.
Bro, a nigga wearing Balenciaga bootcuts with bootcut jeans is nasty.
My nigga, I'm not even looking at that. You really looking at that?
Are you fucking serious? Hell yeah.
The nigga got on bootcuts.
I don't trust no nigga with... Girl, a nigga have on the sock Balenciaga with a bootcut jean. Nigga, are you crazy? What kind of weirdo are you?
I don't even know.
Don't look at me because I don't even know what the fuck that is. I mean, shit.
I don't trust no nigga that wears bootcut jeans, bro. I don't trust no nigga that wear bootcut. I'll be honest with you. I don't want no nigga to wear bootcut.
Oh, I know a bootcut is that Balenciaga. I don't know what them look like.
I don't want nigga. You know what a bootcut nigga jean wearing nigga?
Gonna a country get, nigga.
Yes. And he gonna have a job. I'm down for the bootcuts.
I'm good.
Bootcut me, baby.
Nah. I'm
bootcut me, blue collar. Come on.
Okay.
Nah, I'm straight, fam.
Do it all that. Bootcuts and some boots. No. Oh! Jackpot! No. That nigga can grill and fix your car.
I'm okay.
Fix your leak.
It is so important. And see, this is the thing. Then y'all be saying that y'all okay with that until it's time to dress up and go somewhere and a nigga embarrass you.
Oh, he can do both.
Oh!
I got an answer?
Yep.
For Granny. Hey, mama. Hey, we recording a podcast. Can I call you right back?
Yeah, go ahead.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye. I had none on my phone.
Yeah, no. Y'all are all okay with a boot cut now until it's time to go to a nice restaurant for somebody's birthday and the nigga ain't got no clothes to put on. Then what?
But the nigga paying, so I'm all right.
So if he ain't got no good clothes to wear, you'd be okay with that to go out.
We gonna dress him.
Boot cut nigga can dress.
How? How can he dress and he's still wearing boot cuts in 2020?
His boot cuts is what he wear to work.
Right. And the nigga where the fuck is he working that he ain't gonna trip over a damn boot cut jean?
She not wrong. Like, she not wrong.
Nigga, what?
I don't know.
Nah, fam, nigga cannot have on boot cuts in 2020. That's sick.
Not sick.
That's very nasty behavior.
Why is it nasty?
And that's exactly how they look when they walk in.
Yes, they be looking, Fam. Nasty? Yes. Oh. Yes.
He looks like he just came from work and didn't wash.
I'm telling you. And then the bottom of the boot cut be all dirty and shit. Right, fam, anybody right. got time for that? What if you don't just go get you a nice little fitted jean.
Please, sir.
Please.
Y'all are very,
But.
Y'all are very judgmental.
Yeah, I mean, Meek said it. I didn't.
Okay.
So, they're in the store, whatever. Mm-hmm. I listened to the audio a few times. It's really hard to hear. Mm-hmm. But apparently what happened is that Kenny, which is Nicki Minaj's husband, approached Meek and was like, shit, I heard what you said. Mm-hmm. Nigga, what's up? Let's go outside and talk. Mm-hmm. Meek was like, mind you, Meek was with like 10 niggas. Nicki Minaj is just her and her husband. Mm-hmm. Meek was like, man, nigga, I ain't finna go outside and talk to you. I'm a boss. So Kenny is started calling him, and then Nicki Minaj called him a pussy boy.
Huh?
She's like, you a pussy. She's like, nah, we not going outside. You got 100 niggas out there. Yeah. So they started a little bit of ruckus in the spot, and eventually they were able to get everybody to settle down, mm-hmm. and that was it. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very niggardly of them.
It, to me, it felt like for one person from this party to be currently married, and for the other person from this party to have a baby on the way, mm-hmm. I felt like there was a lot of energy there that shouldn't be.
A lot of mm-hmm. tension and hostility.
Yeah, that shouldn't be. Like,
this should already be clear. It was however length of time has passed.
Yeah. I mean, we all know Nicki Minaj's husband allegedly, a killer. Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
He looked like it.
Allegedly, he with the shits.
Niggas with boot cuts, they ain't got no problem. All right. Forking a nigga. All right. Hey, niggas with boot cuts will kill you the hard way. Mm-hmm. They'll kill you in the most inconvenient type of way. Mm-hmm. Did you know why?
Boot cut.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. What else?
What are you going to do to you?
Love me.
Yeah, okay.
Work hard and make sure.
Lock my ass in the basement.
Yeah. Nah. I can just
see a wife beater in boot
cut. Now, what did they say? My hands look like this, so her hands can look like that.
Oh, you want them hands?
Shit, my hands already look like the other one.
Your hands look like the mechanics?
Yeah. You like it too.
Shit, not mine. But it just felt like there was a lot of like energy still there and like a lot of unresolved tension mm-hmm. for people who supposedly, I mean, you've been broken up for how long? I don't know. Shit was weird.
A long time. It's a long time, fam.
Yeah, it is a long time. Mm-hmm.
Well, so, I didn't.
They never went outside.
So they just, you go outside. No, you go outside. No, you go outside.
Yeah. And Meek was like, nah, I'm a boss. Which, first of all, I don't like whenever niggas go with that. Because, nigga.
A boss can still fight.
For one. For two, where was all that talk? Because now Meek is saying that diss record wasn't about Meek.
And you, nigga.
It was about another relationship that he had. Aye, Meek. You done had all this time before now mm-hmm. to tell people mm-hmm. that wasn't that about Nicki. And now you wait until the nigga approaches you about it.
Whew.
To be like, nah, 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 nah. I was playing.
It wasn't about her. See, I'm on Nicki Minaj husband type energy. Like, that's the safe shit. Yeah. Go handle that.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga talking reckless. And we ain't been together how long? Didn't my ass shots wore off?
Girl.
And he couldn't fuck me whatever for how long? That's what he told Remy, right?
Girl.
Fuck this nigga up, babe.
I mean, I fuck with it because, you know, and Nicki just had all this just big Sagittarius energy that mm-hmm. I just love. Where it's like, nigga, you a bitch. Nigga, you ain't gonna do nothing.
I'm a boss. What that mean?
We got another boss over here that's ready to slide you. What's up?
Okay.
Y'all want to go outside?
We're both bosses.
Actually, how about y'all just fight right here?
Okay.
Fight over me. I really wouldn't mind two niggas fighting over me.
It depends.
I don't want nobody getting hurt. But I definitely want there to be a winner.
What if Meek was the winner? You gotta console your husband. Like, you had him, baby. If you had to fail.
Nah, if Meek was winning, I would have jumped in.
First of all, I'm jumping in win or lose.
For real?
Fucking right. I'm my nigga.
I feel you. You fucking right. I say that I'm a ride for my motherfucking nigga. If I'm a guy with my finger on the
trigger. If I see a commotion or ruckus towards my nigga,
What the fuck going on over here, babe?
Okay, like, what's up? Go ahead. The words are with me.
Back to the
house. Like, the fuck? You're not gonna... Yeah, my nigga ain't gonna lose.
I feel you on
my, that. My nigga ain't gonna lose. What do I do? Hold on, babe, watch out for these niggas.
You gonna break a bottle?
I beat that bitch with a bottle. I hit that nigga full throttle. You fucking right.
And throw some shit, something.
Something gonna happen. Pepper spray. Shank that nigga. I don't stick him too. I'm sticking where he don't die. He don't get up off you.
Damn.
Between the 4th and 5th intercostal.
Yeah, the rest of us know where that is.
On the other side, not your heart side.
Ooh, excuse me.
Burps?
Yeah, damn, red stripe.
Girl, mine was coming up too, but I kind of want another one. It's kind of good.
Oh, you want some of this one?
You can post on.
Got in there.
Red stripe? Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, hopefully now that they've kind of like run into each other, we don't have to worry about this happening again. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, ooh, y'all already knew that everybody was going to be in LA this weekend for the damn Grammys.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't act right nowhere.
I'm telling you, just, and I bet the LA Police Department was just on stay ready.
Facts.
Ready to lock y'all niggas
on alert. And see, I'm gonna say something that sound like I'm coon. This is why they don't invite us nowhere. Mm-hmm. And then they've been ain't invited.
I mean,
us
they ain't
nowhere.
Tear a store up. They definitely, it could have went down right there in the middle of the store because I know some niggas that don't care where they at.
Okay, on site means on site. At a church, funeral, well, firm, well, firm, graduation, on site, nigga means on site.
Honestly.
See, I'm not that type of savage. Like, I at least have some decorum by myself.
Yeah, I definitely do too.
I ain't gonna attack you, like, at no funeral, no, at no church, but.
Right.
Step on across the street.
Girl, I'm telling you. So, you know, speaking of niggas going to jail, let's go ahead and go on to our next topic.
Okay.
Let's do 100 rounds.
Okay.
YG.
Blood.
Kehlani.
Nipsey.
LA.
Okay.
So, as we said, this was Grammy weekend. Mm-hmm. And it looks like YG was actually taken into police custody after a raid was performed on his home.
All right. Weekend.
Yeah.
Ooh, what they find?
So, what they're saying is that YG apparently has some sort of connection to a robbery.
Don't we all?
Oh my God.
Don't we all? 6 degrees. We all connected somehow. We all know something.
Wow.
Okay.
So not just the robbery as well, but apparently there's some sort of connection to a murder case that happened in YG's Escalade.
Oh, and his car?
Yeah.
Damn.
So his SUV was involved in a high-speed chase in July of 2019, which ended when someone inside the vehicle shot and killed a 65-year-old man on a bicycle.
Huh?
Yeah. So he was allegedly... they did the raid also in connection to the murder case. Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, so I mean,
YG?
Bruh. So everybody was like, oh, and of course, Game hopped on and was like, funny how YG gets arrested the weekend of the Grammys when he's supposed to hit the stage in Nip's honor. # LAPD, the biggest gang here.
Did you see someone put, that don't mean we want you to go in this place?
No, big facts.
Like,
Game, you sit down.
Okay, you sit down.
Sit this one out.
Okay, just thanks for the awareness.
Bruh, especially after Game. Did you hear that song Game released and he sounded just like Nipsey?
Yeah, I'm not.
You heard that? Girl, that shit was actually creepy.
I'm not checking for Game.
Girl, I mean, that was actually very weird. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, YG got out, and of course his lawyer is claiming that he's completely innocent.
Of course. What is the lawyer going to say? He's guilty. That nigga did it. That
can you imagine your lawyer's like, you know what? I'm tired.
That nigga did it, y'all.
He did it. Yep. Uh-huh. And matter of fact, he was a driver. He told me. Damn, imagine your lawyer turning to a witness.
I would feel like that's a mistrial. Like,
yeah.
Like, you have to let me go.
Girl.
Okay.
So, you know... YG, he was able to make it in time to go up there and do the Nipsey tribute, which I didn't watch.
I didn't watch none of it. Honestly.
Me either.
I ain't even gonna lie. Yeah. I didn't look at clips or nothing.
I kind of watched a little bit of the internet version of the Grammys, but I was kind of fucked up on Sunday.
Won't we all?
With, you want to go ahead? Let's go ahead and talk about it. Okay. We're not going to do 100 rounds on Kobe.
Please don't.
Yeah. So, unless you've been under a rock, you know that Kobe Bryant and his daughter actually passed away in a helicopter accident Sunday morning. So I'm hearing a lot of mixed things. So it was a total of 9 people that were on this helicopter. I heard that there were some issues with the fog and he misjudged how high a mountain or something was, crashed that way. And then I heard something else about there was some issues with the weather. The weather was pulling the helicopter down because there was reports of people saying that the helicopter was flying real low on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So we did get the news that Kobe was on the helicopter. And then shortly after that, we got the news that his daughter was as well on the helicopter. So, I mean, shit is really fucking sad. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I used to have the biggest crush on Kobe. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think about it, Kobe's really not that much older than us.
He's not. Because how old is
he? He's 41.
41?
Yeah.
That's like, what, 9 years older than me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember whenever Kobe took Brandy.
To prom. We watched it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I remember whenever, like, Kobe graduated from high school and went straight into the NBA. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, little stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, just thinking back then, I was like, oh my gosh, he took Moesha to prom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Cinderella.
Girl.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that's from... Oh, that was so... That was sad, bro.
Yeah.
That was sad. So, that's why I was just like, this is fucked up. And then I'm like, am I really reaching that age? Why am I really tearing up?
Because it's a sad occasion, my nigga.
I'm like, am I really reaching that age where, like, the people that I looked up to are dying?
It shouldn't be, but it has been. Like.
And 41 is so young.
And the closer I get to 41, the closer I'm like, I still feel good. I still feel young. Right. Like, I still got a lot of life in me.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not old at all.
And then I think, like, God damn, look at everything that Kobe accomplished in 41 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, accomplished so much. With, like, completely changed the game of basketball. Like, the shit is sad. And then it's even sadder that, like, his daughter was on the plane, on the helicopter with him.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, I can only imagine, like, what they felt.
What you say.
That's what I'm saying.
In that last moment.
You know, and I was talking to my aunt, and I was like, you know, he probably could only hold her. And my aunt was like, for all we know, she could have been sitting in the back with her friend and wasn't even near her father.
Yeah. Or not even knowing what's going on.
Until it's too late. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know what it is about death. It's like, we all know we have to experience it, and yet it still is not easy. Like, it doesn't get any easier dealing with it. I just don't know, fam.
It's very sad. And what I think is the kind of the most sad thing about how all this happened is who broke the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of controversy about that.
Well, coming from TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, I saw it on Facebook first. I was like, another hoax. You know what I'm saying? TMZ. TMZ usually don't put out wrong shit.
So I mean, they've been right since Michael.
But I'm like... This. And then I saw somebody had posted, oh, TMZ got hacked. So when you texted, I was like, oh, yeah, they said TMZ got hacked. Because I had already seen it. I was like, TMZ got hacked. And I'm like, no, like, it's like, more people talking about it. And I was like, what? So then I go, look, I'm just like, and the crazy thing is, so I go on TMZ and I see it on TMZ. And then right after that, TMZ posts another story. I'm just like, this is another story for y'all.
Bruh.
Like, this is just like another clickbait for y'all.
What makes it even worse is that they posted it before his family could find out.
I'm reading how his wife found out, how everybody else found out. I don't know what it was, but it was something I seen someone, I found out my nephew had died on Facebook. That has to be the craziest thing ever, to find some information out like that. You know what I'm saying?
On social media.
On social media, before someone could even tell. Like, that's why if I know something, I'm not really anxious to put stuff out or say something, because... You don't know who knows stuff first or who don't know something first.
Yeah, or who gonna find out what.
Yeah, or what someone is telling somebody. Like, that's tough shit.
My thing is, how did TMZ find out?
Because they have people everywhere. Yeah. For all we know,
they probably were tracking him when he got on a plane.
I don't even think it was like that. I think that the rescue crew. I think somebody on the rescue crew probably said something. Mm-hmm. Or it could be, I think there's like numerous things. They definitely have connections to the police. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if TMZ is not sitting there and they got people, interns, over there listening to police scanners. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. They probably have somebody over at the 911 operator.
That's probably dead facts.
Yeah, that's probably who released that information to them.
I remember that, you know, sitting and listen to the sensor, sitting and listen to those calls too.
Yeah.
What I was thinking is, like, maybe the paparazzi had, you know, followed, you know, because they had people just following them all the time. Like, they have tips on where they're going to be and stuff. What I had thought was, like, maybe they had followed him and then, you know, found something in transition. Like, they knew where he was going, knew where he was coming from.
See, I don't think so, because they said that Kobe took this ride all the time. Apparently, sometime back in a long time ago, he did an interview where he said that he would always be in the L.A. traffic between going from practice to home. Mm-hmm. And one day he was in traffic too long and he missed his daughter's dance recital. Mm-hmm. Or he missed some sort of play or something. Mm-hmm. And then that's whenever Kobe was like, I'm going to make sure that I don't miss any more games. So Kobe started flying the helicopter back and forth between Calabasas, wherever. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it was like a paparazzi thing, because this was something that Kobe did several times a week.
Yeah.
I think that they have a connection of people who are working it.
That know shit and can get information. Definitely TMZ. They pay. They're a whole conglomerate.
Like, I mean, honestly.
They able to get shit they wanted from?
Honestly.
I believe they can find out anything about anybody.
Yes. Good. They're the first ones that reported about Mac Miller dying. They're the first ones that reported about MJ dying.
And that's the crazy
thing. Remember, like, they posted the photos of MJ on the damn ambulance.
Well, this is the thing. I think it's just so crazy that we go to TMZ for confirmation and shit.
That's the world we live in today.
And it's so sad. Like, I kind of wish it was like a law. Because that's how we found out about, like, T.I.'s sister.
Like, you already know all the information. You could make one motherfucking phone call to their family. Like, you going to leak the story anyways. Why are you leaking the story? Like, make the damn phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then also, I mean, I hate to be this person. I don't necessarily put fault on TMZ for it. Because if it wasn't TMZ, it would be somebody else. Yeah. And everything is about who can break the news first.
But I get that. But that's the problem, though. Like,
that's just the world that we live in.
I completely understand it. But
because imagine if, like, we lived in this perfect world where we would have waited. We wouldn't have found out until Kobe's wife found out, or until she decided that she was ready to make a statement. Mm-hmm. She made a statement today.
Yeah.
Kobe and his daughter have been gone since Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the world that we live in, unfortunately.
But I just feel like
especially whenever you're somebody famous.
I feel like we could at least made sure that she was notified and known at first what had gone on before. You know what I'm saying? The rest of the
world. I don't agree with that. Like, I mean, I agree with you that she should have found out and then we found out.
Yeah.
But because I don't fault TMZ for that.
I kind of do, though, because they have a responsibility. And regardless, and you're right, somebody else would have put it out too. But it went from Kobe to all four of his kids, to the whole family on there, to little girl,
Rick
Fox on there. Like, that's the whole confusing thing too, because it creates this whole pandemonium as well.
That's understandable as well. But we can't sit here and try to tell ourselves that, oh, the police are the ones that should have told her. Mm-hmm. When if TMZ hadn't reported it, you can best believe that people were already calling her phone before the police could have talked to her.
After TMZ said something.
If TMZ hadn't said nothing, that would have gotten around real quick that there was a whole helicopter crash.
Yeah.
And there was somebody famous on it. And what I think is, like, one of the saddest things about it is that there's so much focus on Kobe and his daughter. Uh-huh. And nine people lost their lives.
Yeah.
Nine.
Yeah.
Like, there's kids out here now who have lost both their mother, their father, and a sibling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, this time last week, you and your family eating dinner together. And now today, you're missing three people.
Yeah, and three of your core family members.
That's what I'm saying. Not a cousin. Not your grandma.
Three people you live with every day. Yeah.
That's like that. And being someone who has like experienced like death, mm-hmm. like real close death, mm-hmm. like I know like none of them will ever be the same.
Yeah.
Like you'll never get back to that person that you were last week. Mm-hmm. Kobe's wife will never be the same person as she was last week with her husband. Mm-hmm. They've been together since she was 17 years old.
Wow.
She's 37. They've been together for 20 years. Their youngest baby is only 7 months old. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a baby now that's going to grow up, and people are going to tell her stories about her father.
She don't know for herself. She's going to just take that word for it.
You know, like, yeah. My little sister was 2 years old whenever my father passed away. My sister has no memory of my dad whatsoever. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know anything. Like, she barely knows what he looks like. She knows she had a father, mm-hmm. but that's it. There's a it hits different whenever you're actually... Because me, I have memories that I can like, oh, daddy used to take me here.
You remember a scent.
Yeah, I remember what he looked like. I remember what he sounded like. Yeah. And she doesn't have any of that.
Yeah.
And immediately I'm like, this poor little 7-month-old baby. Mm-hmm. About to just grow up through life. And people just going to have to reflect their own memories. Mm-hmm. And see what the internet posts about your dad.
Yeah. Or hearing stories from other people.
Yeah.
It's just really sad. And like... I don't know if that's that along a combination of other things just made me kind of this whole week feel like I ain't.
It was pretty shitty.
Yeah. And that, like, the whole Sunday just felt
dark. And then the weather was weird. And,
yeah, crazy. Like, I called in on Monday. Like, I was like, you know what?
I don't have the energy.
I don't have the energy for nobody's shit. Like, I don't even have the energy for my shit. I'm going to just lay here. I watched The Fall from Grace, finally watched Netflix.
Bro, I feel you.
Like, I ain't been on Netflix in like months. I ain't caught up to nothing. I'm just like, you know what? I just need a day to like not stay, see shit. I really went on my phone. I really went scrolling for shit. I ain't see shit. I was like, mm-mm. Like I just.
It really fucks people up.
Yeah.
And I feel like people make people feel bad for grieving a celebrity, mm-hmm. which is unfair as well. Like, you don't know what connection people have to people. You don't have to know somebody mm-hmm. for them to have an impact on you personally. So,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't have to have experienced them.
Yeah.
I mean, and whenever people say things like that, I'm like, imagine the people that you actually experience on a day-to-day basis and they leave no impact on your life whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Who are you to tell somebody that just because their favorite basketball player died, why are they... Like, that's so... unfair.
Yeah.
It's so selfish for you to say that to somebody during some of the worst times that people, like,
you never know what watching Kobe may have gotten them through, or what hearing a quote from Kobe may have gotten them through, or seeing him may have gotten them through. Listen, when Amy Winehouse died, like,
bruh,
I was in shambles because I listened to her music when I was going through, mm-hmm. when I felt happy. Like, people are ingrained into your lives, and like, for them to not be there, whether they knew them personally or not. Like, Beyonce died. Oh, you have to...
God forbid.
Like, I'm going to need a whole week off. Like, you can't minimize somebody else's impact on somebody else's life.
No, bro. Whenever Nipsey died, like, that still affects me.
Yeah.
I think back to, like, Nipsey's album Crenshaw mm-hmm. and me playing that in my dorm room. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know... Shit is fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit's fucked up. So, yeah. Kobe's wife, she released a statement today. I'll read a little bit of it. She posted a picture of their family and it says, "My girls and I want to thank the millions of people who've shown support and love during this horrific time. Thank you for all the prayers. We definitely need them. We are completely devastated by the sudden loss of my adoring husband, Kobe, the amazing father of our children, and my beautiful, sweet Gianna. A loving, thoughtful, and wonderful daughter, an amazing sister to Natalia, Bianca, and Capri. We are also devastated for the families who lost their loved ones on Sunday, and we share in their grief and intimately. I'm just going to stop.
Okay.
Because reading that is just like being a mother, and like, I don't even have kids, but I can't imagine like
bearing
a 13-year-old, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. or. I can imagine that they were just having a regular Sunday.
Yeah.
And she's just like, okay, babe, I'll see you later. You know, or tell her daughter, I love you. See you later. Good game. Have a good game, whatever. And like, they leave and they don't come back. Or, you know, like, I think about whenever whenever I lost my mom, mm-hmm. like one of the hardest things for me was going into her bedroom. Mm-hmm. Because their bedroom is literally in the condition that they left it in. And so it's like every single thing just reminds you of them. Like my mom had this Lazy Boy chair she would always sit in her room and watch like Price is Right and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like I remember just looking at that chair and being like, I can still see her sitting in it. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine what Kobe's wife Vanessa is feeling like.
The whole house is full of them.
The house, like seeing his clothes still hanging, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. her daughter's room, like for all we know, like her daughter's room, she could have like just left something in like the smallest place that you're just like, she left that there. Mm-hmm. That shit is hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And I had read somewhere that Kobe and his wife had made a promise that they would never fly together. Just in case something like this happened.
Oh, that's crazy. Man, that makes sense.
I mean, because imagine if Vanessa was on there as well.
Yeah, and then three little girls with no parents. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredibly sad. I was like, damn. When they did it, some lady was talking about, you know, the impact. Like, he loved being a basketball player and loved playing basketball, but he was most proud of being a girl dad. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And being proud of his girls. And he talked about each of his daughters. And he said, but that middle one? She's better than I ever was. She's faster than I ever was. She's going to be something to, like, you know, reckon with. And just, like, hearing him gush about his kids and the relationship that he had with them. And, like, you know, it's just, take away everything else, Kobe's a human being.
That.
And he's a father and he's a husband. And, like, if you just can't be a human enough to, like, get that, you a cold son of a bitch. Like,
literally.
If you just can't take away, okay, yeah, he's a celebrity, and you know what I'm saying? We're not focusing on the other people that lost their lives or whatever, but he's, at the end of the day, he's still a father. He's still a husband. You know what I'm saying? He still lost his life. His daughter still lost their life. The other seven people lost their lives.
Yeah.
Like, you can be human about some shit. People are just cold, bro. Like, people just cold for no reason.
For no reason. I'm just like, people are already having a difficult enough time. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was Vanessa right now, I wouldn't have to turn my phone off. Mm-hmm. Imagine how her phone is lighting up. You know, and like, and what even was like one of the bigger shocks to me mm-hmm. is that like women are becoming widows so
early.
Young.
Early.
Like, you look
at. You see a widow old.
I'm telling you. You look at Lauren London.
Widow.
Like, she's already a widow. Vanessa, 37 years old, you're a widow. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think back, my mom was in her 30s. Yeah, my mom was in her late 30s. Really? Or maybe late 30s. No, I'm sorry. My mom was early 40s whenever my dad had passed away.
Still young.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, this shit crazy, bro. This shit crazy. So I can't say enough, like, prayers, condolences to everybody who is affected by this, whether you know Kobe personally, whether he was your favorite basketball player, he was your granddaddy favorite player, whatever it may be, just definitely prayers to everybody. And we just need to be a more compassionate world, y'all, because mm-hmm. this world is fucked up. This world is wicked, y'all. Mm-hmm. This world is wicked. Yes. So whatever you can do to make this life that we live a little bit easier for people, do it.
Facts. I try to think about, like, what would our last conversation be like that I have with someone? Because you don't want something to happen in the last conversation y'all have and you'd be beefing or fuck you, bitch, or something like that. But, you just never know.
I tell everybody I love them.
Yeah. I try to say I love them or at least let them know that they're loved or, you know what I'm saying? Or something. Because I don't want the last interaction I had with you, I wish I had said something. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because that's really what started that was when our best friend passed, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know we talked about this before, and just kind of like when I was living in Athens, I kind of isolated myself because a lot of stuff going on. And like, you know, she had tried to come see me and I wouldn't let her come see me because I was just ashamed of what I had going on and everything like that. And that was like the last time I could have seen her. You know what I'm saying? And you never know. And people say that all the time. Oh, you never know.
No, but that's real.
You really don't ever know.
And then what sucks about that is that, like, if you do, God forbid, have one of those situations where you're like, fuck, I wish I had said this or I wish I hadn't said that. Mm-hmm. That's something you got to live with.
Yeah.
Because that person can never, They can't come back.
You can't go. You know what I meant, or you know how. Like,
can't redo it.
That's fact. You really got. You just got to live with that.
Can't redo it.
So whatever you say, make sure you're okay.
Make sure you mean that.
If something happens, like that's what you said to that person. Mm-hmm. Not. That's not to put blame on anybody, because you know people fuck up. We say shit,
right? And you don't be thinking like they finna go out and you'll never see them again.
Yeah.
But you just got to know that that's a possibility.
Yeah.
So.
It's really sad.
Child.
Prayers for everybody who's affected. I know one of my friends on Facebook, he is really going through it right now.
Bro.
Like, this shit is tough, bro.
Like, literally the only thing that, like, kept me from crying, like, I was just like, God damn, Kobe used to be so fucking fine. Oh, I used to think Kobe was so fine until he started looking real dad-ish.
Kobe definitely looked like a dad.
Yeah.
Kobe looked like one of them involved dads.
Bro, I'm telling you, he looked like an active father.
He looked like...
Paint
my fingernails and toenails type dad, and we have a real tea party type dad.
You look like one of them daddies, and I was like, one. You know, one running around. He got a princess outfit on.
Excited to go to the father daughter dance.
Yep. He started looking like that dad, and I was like, oh, you know, let me stop listening to somebody's husband,
because he was already a husband.
He was, whenever he was in that goddamn NBA, boy, Kobe was fine, bro. That's the only thing that could like. I was like, fuck, y'all, Kobe is dead?
That makes sense.
And all I could think to myself is, Michael Jordan's still here?
Bro, Magic's still here?
Not that you're wishing it on nobody, but I'm just like, fuck, how Kobe go before him?
All these other niggas who have stuff going on. Dennis Rodman ain't overdosed yet.
No. Bro, shut up.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Forgive me, Lord.
I ain't calling nobody. I ain't telling you who to take next.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it made sense.
I ain't telling you who to take.
It seemed like almost anybody else that kind of would have made sense. Let me not say that.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm trying to say.
Whenever these tragic things happen, you know, like, I know that there's so many, like, conspiracy theories and things like that. And people are like, oh, this and that. We just have to realize that from the moment before you're even born, from the moment that you're conceived, your story is already written. So Kobe was always going to be this amazing basketball player who changed the game forever, mm-hmm. who is so incredibly talented. And him passing away on, what was it, January, what
24th,
day was 24th or something like mm-hmm. that, 2020? Mm-hmm. That was always part of Kobe's story. And we just got to realize that all of us, we all got to enter our story. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, me personally, I'm going to be here for a very, very, very long time. I'm going to die old, like about 99. Mm-hmm. But, so that's all I have in this week with the shits.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Thanks. I'm pretty sure we'll hear more about, you know, celebration. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, when at the Staples Center.
Oh, girl, we're about to hear about all of it. Kobe's about to, we thought Nip had one hell of a send-off. Maybe I miss a hell when I'm talking about those who are transitioning.
One heaven of a send-off.
Yeah. Nip had one heaven of a send-off.
Uh-huh.
And Kobe will as well.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Okay. So I wish my topics and stuff were a little bit more entertaining and shit, but they not. This week has been pretty much. So you ever hear about this coronavirus, right?
Oh my god!
I don't know if I'm saying the word right.
Coronavirus.
Corona. So the CDC has issued a strongest travel warning, urging Americans to avoid all non-essential travel to China. With more than 100 people having died after getting the coronavirus, the virus has infected more than 4,500 people and spread from person to person. Health investigators are investigating more than 100 possible cases in the U.S.
Shit scary, bruh.
There's so many ways for us to be taken out.
Bruh, honestly.
And at this point, I'm just like, you know what? So... over the weekend, there were 2 confirmed cases in the United States, and that number is expected to rise. They don't have a grasp on how easily it is spread, But it's transmissible through between humans. But whether you have to come in close contact or an infected person sneezes or simply be in their presence, it's kind of unclear also. The virus is still somewhat of a mystery, especially those in China where the outbreak is centered, have started wearing face masks to protect themselves from getting sick. So you kind of always see that, you know, you watch documentaries about China and y'all got their face mask on and all that right. stuff. But experts are skeptical on how effective they are against protecting people against dangerous virus and bacteria. They can't help but to what degree. They said it helped people from getting another report found that with frequent hand washing, face masks lowered people's risk of getting flu by 7%. So I ain't saying get your mask, but 7% sounds good to me.
But I also heard that like the good thing about it is that it doesn't have a very high mortality rate. So I mean, I ain't trying to find out.
Yeah, I ain't trying to be the one.
I'm just trying to find the silver lining.
Really?
I mean,
a silver lining to an outbreak?
I mean, is it really an outbreak if only two people have it?
Two people don't have it though.
Two people were confirmed over the weekend here in the States.
Over the weekend, currently, but there's been more confirmations here. But I'm just saying.
In the U.S.?
Yes. There's been more confirmations. Oh. And I think it's going to be more. I'm not trying
even
to.
Even if 1,000 people get the coronavirus, is that still an outbreak?
It's not an outbreak. No, but I'm just.
That's why whenever people were. Maybe I need to be more worried about it.
But this, I don't. I really I'm don't not. Think as worried about it as. Because first of all, I ain't traveled to China.
That part.
The only thing that may have be a little iffy is. My bundles come in. But I'm not expecting nobody from China or traveling to China.
Yeah, I did order some bundles about 2 weeks ago.
You lost all them bitches before they get inside.
God damn, I caught Corona through my head.
You a bleach bed before they get in your head or something.
Nigga, who ain't got time is me.
Facts. Well, I don't believe it's cause for concern, but I definitely do think you need to be aware of this type of thing when you book a trip. You know, don't. I would hold off on that girls trip Taiwan.
that this girls trip break. Taiwan.
This
Taiwan 2020.
Let's change it to Thai. No, not Thailand either. Tanzania.
They about to be on the no travel list.
Turkey. Turkey good.
Oh, yeah. Turkey was pretty whenever I was there for the little time I was.
Okay, Turkey. Change that itinerary, sis.
Please.
I told you my shit was a little... So...
I mean, I just feel like Ebola wasn't a big deal, so I'm not too...
Ebola worried. Actually was, though.
Ebola was a big deal, but it wasn't
But it
enough.
Was contained.
Yeah. It wasn't enough for us to be, like, freaking out.
It had the potential, but... Not to the extent that we were.
Ebola was killing folks.
But now, see, I'd rather have coronavirus than Ebola.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because the outlook is good on coronavirus. It's just like a heavy flu from what I heard. I ain't trying to figure it out.
That's what my sister said. She said it's just like a real heavy flu.
Oh.
Like, what she mean?
I'm forgetting that's I'm in the health profession now. I'm just like, wait, she had it?
Oh, no.
What you said? Like, that's what my sister said.
No,
like,
she said somebody came in the other day and he had just recently traveled to China. And so they thought that he may have corona. So they went ahead and like quarantined him. But he ended up just having the flu.
But see, that's the thing though. Because when you're in the medical field, you have to have these parameters and you have to follow them. So I remember when Ebola came out, we'd have to like question them like 6 times. Have you traveled to Africa? And anyone that has? Have you had a fever? Have you had night sweats? We have some people who I know ain't been nowhere. Like, I know these niggas ain't never even flew on a plane. We
got
to
ask them
questions.
A passport.
Hell no. And then once you ask certain questions, then the hospital basically go into lockdown and they get the fuck out.
Everybody duck! Ebola's in the building!
No, then every time you go in that room, you gotta go through 2 layers of saran wrap.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And rabbit, like, I'm just like, you know what? I ain't got no parts. I ain't got no time for none of this shit. Like, at this point, I'd rather just catch it.
God forbid!
God
forbid.
Okay.
Something is really wrong with her.
Okay.
So at this point, I'd rather catch it. Catch it on your own.
Rap.
I'm telling you.
So it said Americans are visiting libraries more than movie theaters.
What?
Yes.
Niggas still read?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, are they visiting the library to read or use a computer?
Hold on. Well, there. I better get to your question. So it reveals that young adults, women, and people from low-income households are more likely to are more frequent library visitors.
Oh, now I feel bad.
You should, asshole.
Shit, I'm a terrible person.
Okay, a new Gallup study published on Friday revealed that U.S. adults take an average of 10.5 trips annually. So that's not even a lot.
It's really not.
Annually compared to 5.3 trips a year to movie theaters. But see, this thing, I ain't really been going to the movies, though.
I like going to the movies.
I do, too, but I haven't been going as much as I normally
used to.
Yeah, usually a new movie come out, I want to go see it the day it come out.
You ain't lying.
And I was like, I'll just wait. Mm-hmm. And then you wait too long, it's on Netflix.
Yep. For real, then it's gone.
Hit that fire stick.
Okay. Listen, that's even more of a push right there. How was that something to the library? And if you say you don't know, I know when the last time you went back.
And I'm about to say whenever we met Pat.
Okay, before then.
I went there to print something once. I'm one of the niggas that would change the computer.
With yourself.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm actually one of the niggas that goes to the library to read and get books.
Good for you. She reads, y'all. God damn it. I hate it here.
All right. Yes, I do.
That's great.
But what I was
saying. Sound like something Cortez would say. Good for you. You got Cortez start making them random noise. She reads.
Some gunshots. Now we gotta do it. But no, what I'm saying is, the library, believe it or not, has a plethora of useful resources besides printing and using the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Some even have, I know the library out here, they have hotspots you can rent out. And there's, like, modems you can lease and rent out and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
Some libraries even have... You know, okay. Some libraries,
no, I was being serious.
Okay. You know, some libraries even have like podcasting studios and 3D printers and stuff like
that's
that.
Stuff the library's got to do now. For us to go.
Yeah, for us to go. But you know, what I'm saying? There's programs, there's free resources and stuff like that. So libraries really are like if you are just bored and have nothing to do and kids, you know, libraries usually have a bomb ass kids department. If you go to like one of the good libraries, they usually have a stuff for the kids to do, shit for the kids to do.
Right.
You really say fuck them kids for like 30 minutes and let them do what they want to do.
And leave them there.
But I just found that really surprising because I just feel like people really don't go to the movies as much anyway because we have Fire Sticks.
Netflix.
Fire Sticks and Dicks, Netflix and Chill. You know what I'm saying?
What's the Disney one?
Disney Plus and Thrust. It was something along those lines, but I definitely feel that may have something to do with it. But then like, movies ain't just, I mean, it ain't really just been no movies I just really just right. want to go see either.
Yeah.
I think the next time I'm going is to see The Photograph.
Oh, girl, I gotta see that.
I'm not thinking of anything between here and now. I don't think so. But I still want to see Bad Boys 3. I just good, but I can't trust you niggas. Cause
I mean, honestly.
I can't trust you niggas.
I heard a spoiler, and so now I'm just like, really? Oh, there's really no point in me watching it.
See, I feel like niggas who like Bad Boy 3s are also the ones who liked Fall from Grace.
Bruh, that movie, I tried, y'all. I actually tried to watch it 3 times. Fall from Grace? That was... It was feeling too Tyler Perry-ish for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think what I got... I'm
tired of black struggle movies.
I mean...
Same MO.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's always some nigga in jail. It's a woman being beat or abused. And she's had enough.
Look like a fool.
Yes, being cheated on. Like, it's just always, it's just too much.
I mean,
abandoned children. Like,
the twist was good and it was different than his normal.
That's what I'm saying.
Plot,
like,
but it that, still was the same flow of kind of movie.
Yeah. Like,
who died?
Nobody died.
No.
Who went to jail?
Oh, a lot of people went to jail. I don't even think nobody got beat. Well, except him. But
he did get beat.
Except him. But I think the thing is, though, I noticed a couple of things while watching that Fall from Grace. I didn't hate it. It wasn't the worst. I didn't hate it. I actually felt like the storyline was pretty cool. I didn't feel like it was believable, though. What I feel like, what I'm starting to realize from Tyler Perry films is that he does in fact need a writer's room.
It's feeling a lot of solo writer.
It feels like him. It feels like him the whole way through. So I'll definitely invest in some writers. And more timing. Like, Fall from Grace is something we didn't need. It wasn't like you making a Kobe documentary or anything like that. Like,
right.
You ain't no time crunch. We didn't ask for it. You could have waited. You could wait.
Right.
So it felt like it was 5 days worth of shooting. Like, it seemed like it. And then, like, I felt, okay, so I had to watch it for the culture. Because y'all niggas will run a goddamn meme through anything.
Bruh, so I have to go. An inside joke into the goddamn inside the ground.
Yeah, and I'm like, now I gotta figure out what the hell I'm talking about. So I forgot the two things I don't like, the Sycamore Drive, Sycamore Street, the ashtray bitch. I get all that now. I wanna go home. I get it now. But I was lost for at least 2 weeks because I was like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. So it wasn't terrible, but you know. You know. If you know, you know.
Right.
Okay. So we did get it a couple of here ye's.
Okay, come on.
I'm trying to think of how to ask this question because I don't understand what he wanted to find out. Okay. How important are physical and mental attributes when picking a person to breed with?
Wait, what?
How important are physical and mental attributes when picking a person to breed with?
Breed.
He said breed.
That's very important.
You don't have any issue with the word breed in there?
I mean, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
I've been the main one that's told y'all I want to give birth to a champion. I don't want to give birth to a dud. I don't.
That's what I'm like, I'm gonna let you know there is no instructions that say he's or she is going to be a champion.
I mean, I know that there's no instructions on that's for a fact or a guarantee, mm-hmm. but I feel like my chances are going to be higher with someone who is tall, maybe athletic, smart, than somebody who is short, non-athletic, and dumb.
Okay, so me and him have kind of been having a debate in the text messages, and I was like, well, that's cool. What he said was, hold on, let me say, let's see. He said breed. Yes, the wild animals don't fuck for fun. They find the most smartest and physically fit to run a kingdom and to have offspring with. And then I was like, well, I said, intelligence really isn't inherited, though. Hmm. That was my comment. Like, intelligence isn't inherited. And he said, get the fuck out of here. you think George Washington Carver wasn't castrated for no reason? Where are all the black investors' kids right now?
I mean, I think that's a very good point. Your kids are smart.
Because I'm smart.
Exactly. So where'd they get it from? From you.
But it wasn't inherited. I'm not going to say it wasn't inherited, but I'm saying if I hadn't put into my kids, would they be smart? Like if education wasn't important to me, do you think they would be as smart as they were?
I mean, but intelligence, I feel like intelligence is the same thing like any other skill. It has to be honed.
I was going to say, I think it depends on what your home life is. Yeah. Regardless, if you could be smart and you didn't teach your kids anything, it doesn't guarantee they'd be smart.
But there are kids who come from terrible environments and still are smart as fuck.
And that was my counter. I was like, well, how do you explain someone who comes from a home that doesn't have the best and still can thrive? How do you explain?
But that doesn't mean that their parents weren't smart or that they don't have any intelligence in their genes.
But I'm not saying, what I'm saying is people have to, You don't have to be something to get that out of somebody else. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a genius to raise a genius.
No, you don't.
You don't have to be the best basketball player to raise the best basketball player. What I'm saying is people hone in what they want to. But it's not like, let me just get away from that. Because I feel like what I was trying to get from the conversation is like, you can be with whoever you want to be with, but it doesn't mean that you're going to get what they have when it comes to having kids.
I mean, that's true. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you're a little bit more selective in who you, because the thing is, what we're failing to realize is that everybody's genes don't mix properly.
You're right about that.
You know what I'm saying?
There's like, some people who have art carries of certain stuff. Yes. And you get it with another carry of certain stuff.
Yes.
Intelligence and athletic ability is the same odds you play with looks. He may have ugly nose, you may have a cute nose, but he may get the daddy nose who ain't so cute.
That's what I'm saying.
It kind of is a pick of the draw.
But I feel like you
have better chances.
The more control you can have over that draw, the better off you're going to be. Because,
I mean,
everybody's, like you said, everybody's genetics does not mix. Mm-hmm. Everybody, and that's one of the reasons why I don't have any kids. Mm. Because I'm like, the niggas that I have been with, mm-hmm. no fam, you don't deserve for our genes to mix. Mm. You don't deserve that. I know what kind of family, I know what kind of bloodline I come from. Mm-hmm. I know what kind of family I come from. I know how intelligent my father was. I know how intelligent my mother, mm-hmm. me and my sisters, all intelligent on different levels, but we're all intelligent. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody got like a decent head on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. Nah, fam. Nah.
Yeah.
You gotta come, your table gotta have more than that on it.
Well, in my defense, I can say that when I decided to breed, for whatever reason we fucking saying that, when I had kids.
Procreate.
I liked it a lot better. I guess I wasn't thinking about it enough. And what I, in my head, I was like, well, I'm smart, so I'll just raise them in the way that they're supposed to go. But not really looking at physical characteristics, because both of my kids look like their dads. Like, to me, both of them look just like their father, so I don't know, like ugly niggas. But they, I mean, my kids ain't ugly, but,
right,
you know, that. And then, I guess I didn't really take into account the other stuff that, I mean, I knew, but what I'm realizing now is Gucci stutters. And I don't stutter. I mean, a lot. I don't stutter like her daddy.
Right.
She stutters like her dad. So, I wasn't as cognizant as of certain things as I probably should have been. Because everybody, okay, you could be like that when you're playing kids.
That's the thing.
When these kids ain't playing, you're not choosing who you breed. Like, you choosing, but you didn't choose. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you've chosen.
I think even if you get pregnant, you choose to have that baby. So you choose, but I don't think you're thinking about that at that time.
Yeah, you're just not. Like,
we're pregnant, we're having a baby, yeah. We want to be together. And then later, especially if y'all two aren't together anymore,
you start seeing stuff.
Like, God damn.
Or noticing stuff. Yeah.
But you even think about, like, there are some kids out here that are angry, mm-hmm. and they have an angry parent. And that's something that the kid has inherited.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's way that people need, understandable that people don't be thinking on that level, mm-hmm. but people need to.
Yeah.
And I think
because Jeffrey Dahmer had a mother and father that made the choice to come together, and they gave birth to a fucking serial killer. I refuse. You know what I'm saying?
But I think that's another big thing. When you have kids and you realize that as you get older, damn, I didn't think about none of that shit. Fix that shit now.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, definitely. How do you not know your son is fucking crazy as fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
Living
he in
their house.
He in there playing with wrong kids.
Shit in the bathroom like other kids.
Okay,
like,
but on the flip side, what about people who only choose to be with certain people to get a certain look or aesthetic for their kids?
See, now whenever you're talking about looks, mm-hmm. that's where I'm like...
Can you get a real relationship? Can you really happily procreate with somebody that those are the two things that you're looking for?
I mean, I guess you can, but see, the thing is, okay, so you're saying, like, for instance, if somebody is specifically trying to have a baby for them to have blue eyes.
Physical appearance.
Yeah.
Or curly hair.
Or be light skin.
To be light skin. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
Some white bitch is trying to...
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But don't be upset whenever your baby is light skinned with blue eyes and curly hair, mm-hmm. and your baby is missing 8 fingers.
They side teeth.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Or has some sort of mental, like, because...
Did you want to check it for that?
Because you weren't, yeah, you were worried about the wrong thing. So whenever I say that I want to give birth to a champion, I'm talking about I've always said I want to give birth to a child who is going to be a productive member of society. Mm-hmm. I want to give birth to a child who is going to have a sound mind. Mm-hmm. I want to give birth to a wise decision maker. Those are the things that I'm
looking for. What about those kids who fall through the cracks where neither one of y'all got shitty back? It's things going on and they just...
Yeah.
What about them kids?
Well, I was even saying too, like, how many smart geniuses you know ain't doing shit?
I mean, but this comes back to you have to hone on it. And, like, you know, we've talked about Mimi. Mm-hmm. Like, Mimi's daughter, that little baby, this girl we follow on Instagram, I mean, on Snap, she has, like, her daughter's 2 years old. And her daughter, I've never seen a baby that can, like, catch a beat like that. And, like, the baby actually can dance. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm like, so the fact that I see this, mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm like, fuck. Before, for all you know, you can have the next world's best choreographer on your hands. And you've given birth to her.
But she don't know how to hone in on it.
Exactly. But, put her in dance classes. Not only
that, that's where kids get fucked up. Like, let that kid be a kid. You nurture that and you don't push that. I think we live in a day and age where people just see, oh, they got talent. Oh, here we go.
I'm not saying for you to have your child doing something that they don't want to do.
Gotcha.
But the thing is, if this is something.
If you notice something,
notice something in them, and if this is a God-given talent. Mm-hmm.
Let's nurture that.
Okay. Because honestly and truthfully, there are people who put their kids in dance classes for 10 years and their child still can't catch a beat. Mm-hmm. And you have a 2-year-old who this naturally comes to her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if people posted that their daughter loves to run and she runs really fast. Mm-hmm. For all you know, you could have the next Olympian.
Yeah. But I said that to say, I was like, you know, there are lots of geniuses who had, I said it's money. Like, it don't matter what your kid do or don't do if they have the money to do it.
I mean.
And I feel like, yeah, you know, who you have kids with is important and all that stuff. But you have to have the money to raise them. You have to have, like, being and doing stuff in this society requires money.
Yeah.
So. Being tall is cool, but if he tall and broke.
I mean,
but
that too.
I see what you're saying because my son has a different dad than my girls. Mm-hmm. And I can, even though they were all pretty much, my son and husband, that we've all been a family since he was 2. Mm-hmm. So we all grew up together, mm-hmm. my kids with my husband. I can still see a difference mm-hmm. between my son and my girls as far as intelligence, as far as. Like, my girls are smart as whips, mm-hmm. all of them, even my almost 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. My son struggles a little bit, but so does his dad, mm-hmm. big time. But my son is athletic,
yep.
even though he's not interested in athletics. My son is a theater kind of dude, mm-hmm. but it naturally, him. Because his dad had a full ride to UNT for basketball. Mm-hmm. Big, tall, white, hunky motherfucker, but anyway. You know, I get what she's saying. Like, I do see there is a huge yes. difference. On the end, like where he comes from compared to where yes. they came from.
Like, you ain't never met an ain't shit dude and like he ain't shit and he don't even know his daddy and his daddy ain't shit either. But where do you think he got that shit from? That nigga inherited his ain't shitness from his daddy. Mm. And you don't even know him.
Yeah. See, and when we get on this,
you don't even know your daddy.
I see the main shit qualities too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You don't even know your daddy and you act like him. How'd that happen? Mm. I wonder why. It's in your fucking genetics, nigga. Mm. Like, that's why I'm like, people got, y'all better be careful. Y'all having goddamn kids with, y'all turning 15 minutes of fun into
I chose
18 years of tutoring.
Because the first time I was like, no, we're not doing this again.
Girl, well, I didn't learn both twice, but. This third time, I think I'm ready to try it again.
Bro. But I say to this date.
Imagine I had some of them niggas' babies that I was with. Do you know how fucking screwed I would be? I would be raising duds.
I think about that sometimes.
You would be raising duds. You'd just be a single parent.
That still.
I feel like.
Still
I feel
be
like,
a dud.
I feel like you'd have a better chance.
I think it'd just be. As they get older, it would be like, you know what?
Should have waited.
I know somebody yeah. like you.
Yeah, they're going to start showing. They're going to start showing the other parents' qualities.
Okay, well, I think we can go and wrap things up then. I think that was a really good question.
Yeah, it was.
Even though stupid. But we find out February 6th if we're the finalists for the BFW Podcast Awards. So we're ready for that.
My drummer was really off.
It was. It's okay though. I don't know what's going on. It's probably going to sound like shit on the audio.
Hell yes. Sound like static.
But we're going to be at One Love in Arlington, August, or no, February 6th.
I said, goddamn.
No, so y'all can come out actually.
6 months from now?
Y'all can come out. It's from 7 to 10. Y'all can actually come out. It's a free event. You know what I'm saying? Kick it with the other nominees, business owners.
Yes, sir.
Things like that and all that good stuff. Any questions, comments, concerns, hit us up at hearyoupodcast@gmail.com. And y'all can find me at @whodat_breezy, B-R-E-E-Z-Y on IG. Where can they find you at?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tana Taught You. That is T-A-N-N-A-H Taught You.
Markel, you want to tell them where they can find you at? Are you? No? Okay. That's the third person. That's who it is. She said no.
Okay. All right. So y'all ready to go ahead and get up out of here?
Let's go.
As always, shout out to everybody. We had fun. And we will talk to y'all next week. Bye.
Bye. Niggas that they shine, much applied to me. I see here, you wide to feel me. Niggas that they shine, much applied.